Welcome into the latest Mountain West Connection podcast here, the short version of our weekly show. We're now trying to go about every day, a couple days a week. Jeremy Moss here, as always, website mwcconnection.com, so check us out there. Again, we're on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, if you want to subscribe to this version of the Daily Hike. What we have going on and the news you may have missed from the Mountain West, odds are out for the 2017 football season. Yeah, we're still a few months away, but you have covers put out, or technically CG Technology put out their early odds for the conference in the Mountain West. And typically, it's the usual names at the top. Boise State is number one, given 3-2 odds. And I know anger some Aztecs fans, as it probably should, even though San Diego State has won 22 games the past 2 years, back-to-back conference titles, where Boise State has not been to the championship game or won its division in since their 2014 Fiesta Bowl year. And it's kind of hard. I don't know why San Diego State probably should get the edge. My preference at the moment, you have Colorado State at 3-1 here. They're giving it's a tight race. You have 3-2 Boise, 5-2 San Diego State, 3-1 Colorado State. So very close. Even Wyoming's 5-1. I would say the Aztecs probably should be given the benefit of the doubt for what they've done the past couple of years, including, yeah, Donald Pumphrey's gone, but they have this guy named, you know, Rashard Penny, 1,000-yard rusher last year. Offensive line should be fine, even though Nico Siragusa is gone. They have Christian Chapman back at quarterback. Defense will be fine with Rocky Long. I'm guessing Boise gets the credit, but also this is for betting, gambling purposes, and they'd want to have people put money on these games. So that's why Boise State's the highest on here, even though they still have a good chance to win. But for people to put money on this, they want to have teams that want to bet on it. Yeah, I'll bet Boise's going to win. So the casual fan will put money on there. So that's, I'm assuming that's part of the reason they're higher. You got Wyoming at 4, which is interesting. Their schedule's not, it's a little difficult within the conference to go on the road to face a couple of tougher teams. This year, they go to Utah State, they go to Air Force, they go to Boise State. So those are all difficult games. The other end of the spectrum, Fresno and San Jose State, both given 50-1 odds to win the conference. So not great. And some news we had the other day, Wyoming added Utah as a home and home. Pretty big deal. They've been playing almost annually since the early 1900s. They've played, I believe, 80-plus times. And a couple of memorable moments in that game. You had when it was Joe Glenn, head coach Wyoming, playing at Utah. Kyle Whittingham still there. Coach Whittingham, for some reason, went for an onside kick, winning by, 4 or 5 touchdowns. Got the bird flipped off in his way by Joe Glenn. Then also in 04, you had the game. It was an ABC, not nationally, but I think regional West Coast. When Utah is undefeated, they go to War Memorial Stadium. Power goes out. And I remember living here in Salt Lake where they had a choice. I think they played the Sugar Bowl game from the year before, kind of trying to wait out the storm. But then here in Utah, in Salt Lake specifically, they started playing one of the Harry Potter movies. And I guess due to the contract, they could not switch back over once the game started. Other affiliates across the country could. But whatever the contract was with Utah and their deal with the 8 local ABC affiliate could not go back to the game. People are ticked. November game, Utah's undefeated, trying to crack the BCS. So those were a couple of memorable moments within that series. So that's pretty cool for Wyoming to get those type of games on the schedule. It's kind of interesting Utah's doing it because they're not paying for games. So maybe that's saving money or something, going home and home instead of a one and done or pay game or a 2-for-1. But good for the Cowboys. They got Oregon this year as well, so they have a couple of Pac-12 teams coming in. And we got some NFL news here as well. CBS Sports put out a list of every team's rookie that make the biggest impact or surprise. And they have two of former Mountain West players, Brian Hill with the Cardinals, or sorry, not Cardinals, that's a Falcon little logo there. I don't know why I said them, but Hill is there in Atlanta. A couple of backs, because you have Devontae Freeman, Tevin Coleman. Hill will probably be the third guy, but he has a chance to get in there and make some move. He can catch the ball a little bit. As we know, we've seen him do 5.5 yards per carry. Both those backs, Freeman and Coleman, are kind of, they're not really the bigger back who can get the short yardage stuff. And that's part of what they would need because typically the Falcons have been throwing in those situations. So Hill can make an impact there. I thought Jeremy McNichols from Boise would be on here with the Tampa Bay situation because your running back is a mess. But they actually, CBS goes with Donald Pumphrey, Not that that's a surprise because they have aging running backs there, like Ryan Matthews, not expected back with the Eagles. And so it's pretty open. They have Darren Sproles there as well. So there's some room to go for Pumphrey to have some playing time out there on the East Coast in the NFC East. And something over at footballstudyhall.com. If you don't check it out, it's pretty a great thing to look at with Bill Connolly, what he does. In addition to him being a machine and putting out previews of every team, ranking the conferences, he did something earlier today on May 4th about the best games of the year. He already wrote about his 100 favorite games of the year. But here's a couple of the games he mentioned where he liked these games. It includes a couple of Mountain West matchups on here. You had Boise State at Washington State, Boise State at CSU. If you remember that CSU game, frantic comeback by the Rams as they were trailing early and came back to get that to almost get the victory. They had that failed onside kick at the end. He also had Boise State, Wyoming, where, remember, got the safety dance, the best gift ever given to us in the conference. And so the top five games he had in the group of five, three of them included Mountain West. The other game I didn't mention, Boise State was number one versus Washington State, 31-28. If I recall in that game, I think Washington was trailing and Boise came back, but Washington made it closer, Washington State, I should say. So it's a pretty cool list. They have a lot of different games like surprise games, 10 worst games involving power conference teams. A lot of those are FCS opponents on there. Nothing from the Mountain West side on there, but it's a always check Bill's site out because he has some cool stuff going on, all sorts of different analytical stuff. So if you're bored the offseason like we're trudging through, I definitely go out and check that website out. And a couple of other notes we wrote about at Wise Pies. No more. It's gone. Part of that, I believe, more money coming from the new sponsor where New Mexico is getting $1 million per year for the next decade, which is, if you think about that, $1 million per year, that's almost as what they're getting for the TV deal with ESPN and CBS as well. It's going to be, Dream Homes, I believe. I wish I had the exact name here. Dream Style Remodeling. There's also going to be one for University Stadium as well. So football will have one. Basketball has one. Same company, two different names on there. Wise Price is gone. But again, it's always, as me and Eli talk about, it's always the pick. Come on. I get they need the money and all that great stuff, but it's always going to be the pit for anyone who watches the Mountain West or going back to those NCAA tournament games they had years ago. And one more bit of news here, basketball news, recruiting basketball news specifically. Whatever Marvin Menzies is doing out there in UNLV, he's turning things around quickly and sooner than later. And we know about Brandon McCoy. They made a good pickup with a few other players. And now ESPN's their latest updated recruiting rankings has them in the top 25 overall. And people could say, oh, it's just whatever. They're doing their thing like they did with Dave Rice. Maybe. And this past year was obviously pretty terrible for UNLV. Part of it, you lose all the players. And there's attrition, new coach coming in. The way it went with Chris Beard, hey, he's coming in. No, he's not coming in. Those type of things. It's pretty tough. And they're officially 25th, moved up four spots with their six players. This is probably the final. I don't know if their ESPN will update this again because this is as of May 3rd. But being top 25 for UNLV, they're the only Mountain West team in the top 40. And for the league to get back to where it should be because the past 2 years clearly been pretty terrible, with only one Mountain West team making the NCAA tournament. But UNLV getting up there is great, being top 25. We've got a coach of talent. I think Marvin Menzies can do that. We'll see what New Mexico can do, if they can rebound with Paul Weir, new head coach. Nevada, dude, Musselman's tearing it up, bringing in all sorts of talent, some eligible this year, some not. And there's a lot of transfer stuff going on. If you haven't been checking that out myself, I've been updating the transfer list, but mostly our man Eli's been doing a ton of updates and quick articles on, hey, who's coming in, who's coming out. And we'll have a more basketball in-depth show on this later, probably Sunday or Monday. But Nevada has four transfers coming in. New Mexico has a couple. CSU as well, getting the D2 Player of the Year coming in from Pima Community College, other Deion James. There's a lot of talent coming in, and even San Jose State signing some guys not technically transferred. But there's basketball. It's starting to get to where it needs to be. They see next year to play better, get the victories and blah, 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 RPI, SOS, all that fun stuff, get that better improved and get in multiple teams to the NCAA tournaments and dude, challenge the American, challenge the Atlantic 10, challenge the Big East. And by doing that, it's obviously winning games. If your schedule's not great in the Mountain West, just get the victories, get big wins, just win by 30 points a game, dominate. But when you get a chance to play good programs, like UNLV played Duke last year, Boise State played Oregon, there's always a handful of teams that have good schedules. Nevada got to up your non-conference schedule as well. And hopefully that's the case, because Cameron Oliver's probably gone. But just get rack up victories, and hopefully good stuff comes from that. One last bit of news here. We're going to have an article and a video up on Josh Allen, but hype train's beginning, man. He's going to be, at least at this time, projected like, a top five, top 10 pick in the NFL draft. We'll have a video out there compiling all these mock drafts, an article by our Cowboys guy. But if you want to get to know Josh Allen, which we've all seen him play a lot, mock drafts at this point are kind of dumb and silly, but they're fun to talk about. So we'll have some stuff on there. It's kind of following him, and hopefully, again, like with the basketball side of the Mountain West, the tournament wasn't a great feature of these teams the past couple of years. Neither was the NFL draft, with the first pick not coming until day three. If the league can get a day one pick, maybe number one overall, it would just help the perception of the league, because the past year, CFB read it in the draft. Hey, no Mountain West picks. We got NAIA, FCS, all those leagues and teams getting picks before anyone in the Mountain West. So it's kind of embarrassing, but that's our show for today. So again, we're trying to keep these about 10 to 15 minutes, hoping that you're able to, whatever you're driving, you're walking around, maybe put in the earbuds and hear me talk about these Mountain West topics here. But appreciate it. Again, Blog Talk Radio, we're on TuneIn now, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher. BlogTalkRadio.com is where we're at as well. And thanks for tuning in. And as always, as I end the show, yeah, we're biased against your team.